This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Senate Finance Committee votes today on changing the state budget. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden has advised them to
start over and simply undo the House amendments in their entirety.
Darden summed up the House changes to the governor's recommendations.
What the House did was reclassify approximately $180 million for the express purpose of funding TOPS.
Shreveport Senator Greg Tarver asked for details.
What's in the preamble you're going to take out?
Yes, sir.
Darden says the preamble's sweep of fees is problematic.
It's unworkable, unconstitutional, ill-advised, and certainly needs to be eliminated. The House has said we're going to siphon off 3.3% of those fees that have been enacted. This is adding 3.3% additional cut to the fortunate or unfortunate agencies who are going to have to contribute to TOPS. That's $100 million of the $180 so that was found. The other $80 million comes from the Department of Health and Hospitals. Taking $80 million from DHH has a devastating effect on our public-private partnerships, basically sending a message to them that we don't want them to exist any longer.
Franklin Senator Brett Allon wanted to be sure he understood.
You're proposing to bring the shortfall on TOPS back to $183 million from what the House did, correct?
That's correct.
Darden acknowledged the senators find themselves between a rock and a hard place with TOPS, but reminds them they have no good options.
There's no more money. This is just reshuffling the existing dollars.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.